what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show here today. And it is Tuesday, May 17th, 2011. All day long, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Phone lines are open, and I actually don't know who's in the control room today. Matt, is that you? Manny's in the control room. I can never tell from the way they type on our little text window system. So anyway, Manny's in the control room. He'll be answering the phones when you call in and to talk about the stuff we've got to talk about. And boy, we certainly do have a lot of stuff to talk about. First of all, Israel has once again tripped over its own feet in terms of its reputation around the world with these firings on people on the other side of their borders. Apparently, Israel, during the celebration or commemoration of the Nakba, which Israel has said, you know, you don't remember that stuff. Don't remember how we stole your land. It's illegal for you to remember how we stole your land. You know, remember the Holocaust. That's what you're supposed to remember. You're not supposed to remember how we came here and took your land, even though you Palestinians actually had nothing to do with the Nazis. And so there were these major, major demonstrations all over that part of the world, and Israel just started shooting at protesters, including one photographer. That's a bad move right there. In Syria, Lebanon, and in Gaza. And again, Israel takes the attitude of the official drawn borders of a country don't matter. Israel gets to decide where their security buffers need to be, and if you're in the security buffer complaining about Israel behaving badly, Israel will shoot you. And so now Israel's reputation is being pounded around the world, and Israel, as is usually the case, cranks up the propaganda, you know, the other way. And they're just, you know, they're hitting all the panic buttons here. And in the last 24 hours, Israel has come out and said, don't pay any attention to these Palestinians, okay, because Iran is setting up secret rocket launchers in Venezuela. Now, as you remember, Hugo Chavez down in Venezuela does not play Israel's game. And Israel wants him gone. Israel wants to find some way they can get the Americans to go down there and get Hugo Chavez out of power and put somebody into power who will run their country for Israel's benefit, just like the United States has done. And so they're putting out this propaganda of secret rocket launchers down there, and it's just absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And again, go back to that whole situation in history. Since 1979, when Iran became an Islamic Republic, they haven't attacked anybody. They haven't invaded anybody. In that same interval of time, 1979 to the present, Israel has bombed Iraq and Syria. They've invaded Lebanon. They've invaded the West Bank. They've invaded Gaza, Operation Cast Lead. They're back in there now shooting at these people and saying, it's all your fault. You made us do it. The United States, of course, constantly making war on other people. Of the three countries, Iran, Israel, and the United States, demonstrably, Iran is the least danger to world peace. And yet Israel and the prostitutes and the corporate media are out there trying to convince you that all this war and bloodshed and everything, it always has to be Iran's fault, when Iran is the only one not actually dropping bombs on other people's countries. Now, the other absurd piece of propaganda that has come out, there's this videotape that is being given tremendous play all over the Western media, claiming to be a Hamas cleric screaming that Jews will be annihilated and Palestine will be the capital of the new caliphate. But you need to be very, very careful, because the source for this video and its translation is Memory, which is the Middle East Media Research Institute. It's based in Washington, D.C. It's a nonprofit organization, which means it's subsidized by American tax dollars. Its overt situation is to provide translations of Arab media for use by the American corporate media and the Western media as a whole. The problem is, Memory's translations are inevitably skewed to portray the Arabs in the worst possible light and to serve Israel's interests. They're an Israeli propaganda organ. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about Israel's misbehaving in the Mideast and all the shootings on the borders. And apparently, Israel's foreign ministry has sent out orders to all their envoys around the world to blame Syria for all of this. It's all Syria's fault. They made us do it, mommy. Syria made us shoot all those people who were protesting the theft of their land. And of course, the theft of their land couldn't possibly have anything to do with all the upset. You know, and you're just a filthy anti-Semite if you say it does. You know, Syria made them protest. Syria's trying to cause problems. That's the newest propaganda coming out there. And of course, you know, obediently, the White House has come out and said, oh yes, Israel is right. It's all Syria's fault. Israel is right to shoot anybody, anywhere it wants to. Go ahead, shoot more Americans. We got plenty to spare. It's just absolutely amazing here. And now, of course, we've got this general in the IDF saying, oh, no, it wasn't Syria. Iran is provoking the rioting Palestinians. Those Palestinians would be perfectly happy in the raw sewage and starvation and third world, you know, poverty that we have placed them in. They'd be perfectly happy and content with that if it wasn't for those gosh darn Iranians agitating them and saying, you really should have running, clear, healthy water and good sewage and electricity. You know, talk about absurd and unreasonable stuff here. just absolutely. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers have once again invaded yet another Palestinian village, basically stealing livestock, damaging property, and Israel lets them get away with it. But remember, if when the Palestinians are upset following one of these raids that destroys their food crops, it's only Iran, you know, making trouble here. It's only Iran making trouble here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Michael in California. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing all right. What's up?
Oh, well, you know, what's on my mind is exactly what you're talking about with all this collusion guiding us towards these wars, and the fact that, I mean, it's historical record that World War II was funded by bankers on both sides. And are we going to head into that again? Are we going to allow these criminals to force us into a situation that we'd rather not be in? Well, I mean, we just want to work and live our lives and be happy.
That's exactly right. And history has shown that Christians and Jews and Muslims can live together in peace. It's just the money junkies and the power and control freaks and the religiously deranged people listening to this voice in their head they think is this invisible man in the clouds that are causing all the trouble.
That's right.
And, you know, we can't, you know, if we get rid of empires and empire building, we can all live together in peace. Because as you say, as John F. Kennedy said, we just want to live and take care of our kids. And that's all we really want out of life.
I don't think Americans would complain if they stopped talking about war. We'd love it. But the thing is these criminals, they guide things with their money system. But the truth is even though we are a minority, the folks who don't want war and who knows what's going on, we do have influence because we do have money, and we can put that to good use with the right tools. And so...
Well, you know,
I don't know if you had a chat. Go ahead.
Michael, first of all, I disagree with your contention that people opposed to war are a minority. We're in the overwhelming majority. If you go back and you read some of Mark Twain's writings on that, and he says the reason we get up in these wars is the majority of people don't want war. But the people in the media and the people in the pulpit say, oh, God wants you to go out and kill these people. And, you know, they simply shout loud enough and scream, well, you're a coward if you don't want war, and you're a traitor if you don't want war. And
well,
they just keep
on
haranguing the people until the people quiet down and just sort of go along with it. So what we need to work on, we are in the majority. We just need to find our courage. We need to stop being afraid of the money junkies and the power grabbers. And again, go back and look what happened in Egypt. Because when they were kicking out that tyrant over there,
uh-huh.
And we saw the interviews of the people in the square, and they kept saying the same thing over and over again. All of a sudden, we just stopped being afraid. And when you stop being afraid, that majority that wants peace can very easily eject that minority that profits from war.
That's true, but there is a possibility that exists with what that was done over there that they might have still been manipulated. And the whole area could be putting into turmoil right now, not because the majority doesn't want war, is because the majority doesn't understand who's guiding the wars. And so the minority is those who understand who the criminals are, who are the ones guiding these machinations, and we can do something about it. And I was going to put you on the spot, I hope you don't mind, about the a website that I brought up, arrestwanted.com, and whether you've had a chance to check it out, because I think it has a possibility of leveraging the minority who understand what's going on, leveraging their money,
okay,
and folks targeting
not,
it on the criminal.
I got your email. I have not had a chance to look at your website. We had a family crisis that happened yesterday we're still dealing with, but I will make a point of getting to it. I probably can't do it today either, but I will look at it tomorrow. But again, I do not think that we're a minority. We're a majority. We just need to find our voice. So thanks an awful lot for the phone call, Michael, and I will take a look at that website. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you there? Aloha. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, Brother Michael. Excellent as usual. Enjoy it always. I was hoping that you could, with your perspective on the sites here and your position, be able to give us some insight in regard to the nucleotides and the amount of weather moving east?
Well, it, obviously, any kind of weather simulation analysis is very complex. That's why weather forecasting still really isn't accurate for more than 2 days out. And it's sometimes rather amazing when you go to, like, Weather Channel or something, and they'll have a five-day forecast. But if you really watch it day to day, that three, four, and five-day, they're jumping all over the place. They really don't know. The five-day forecast is just to make themselves look good and look like they know what they're doing, but it isn't very accurate. I know during hurricane season here in the Pacific, which starts here in a couple of weeks, as each storm shows up, they'll have a long-duration track. But if you study it day-to-day, that far end of the track is just whipping around like a drunk snake because they really don't know. It's really kind of hard to tell. The part that really worries me, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in-depth later on in the show, the U.S. government is now saying that the situation at Fukushima has stabilized, and they're going to stop day-to-day 24-hour monitoring at Fukushima. It's everything's stabilized, and everything is all fine and good. I guess to the U.S. government, stabilized means just now admitting that all three of the reactors melted down and burned through their pressure vessels and containment into the ground. Three China syndromes, side by side, happened 2 months ago, and they're admitting it now. I guess that's the new stability. But I'll tell you where everybody is failing on this, this situation of monitoring. EPA says they're going to stop daily monitoring. You're only going to get a report every 3 months. FDA is saying they're not going to be testing any seafood in the Pacific. The big unknown factor here is the ocean, not the atmosphere. We've been seeing all this simulation out of the Norwegian atmospherics people. And by the way, our local reading here in Hawaii hit a new record today. It hit 14, which is two out of the safety range. I've never seen it this high in an open-air test. We're still not really in crisis danger zone, but very obviously we're upticking here. But to get back to the situation, we are now being told that on the day of the quake and tsunami, there were three meltdowns, China syndromes, right there at Fukushima. And the unknown factor is all the radiation that has seeped into the ground and out into the ocean. Nobody's tracking that. Nobody's testing it. Right now, it's making its way along that North Pacific Gyre Current down to the Humboldt Current, and it's just showering this radioactivity all over major food supplies coming out of the North Pacific. And nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to look at it because from the point of view of the U.S. government, there's nothing they can do about it. They can't use it to scare you into war against Iran. They can't tax you for it. And so as a result, you know, it's not important. Let's go back to waving bin Laden around at everybody because that we can pretend to do something about by shooting some random guy, photoshopping his picture, and then dumping him in the ocean, and we can look like heroes for the 2012 election. They can't look like heroes for the 2012 election on the economy, on the wars, on the Gulf oil disaster, and now on Fukushima. They have completely mishandled these situations. And just to get back to the original gist of your question, you and I and people of our age, which is considerable, we're not going to live long enough to where we're going to feel the effects of the radioactivity. We're kind of getting a free pass on this. It's going to be the next generation, children who are not yet born, who are going to pay the price for this absolute disaster, which is like Chernobyl times three already. And we're going to see, and again, go back to the original Chernobyl. They never really succeeded in covering it to where radiation wasn't leaking out of it. And you look at the incidence of severe birth abnormalities in children living in that part of the world ever since Chernobyl. That is now going to be the legacy for the entire Northern Hemisphere because of Fukushima.
Well, I was hoping possibly on a sliding geometric metallic nucleotide scale, the REM scale, that we would be able to discern in some analytical fashion the rate.
Well, the very best way to do it is to get your own radiation meter because of the wind and current patterns. It's affecting different areas drastically different. Up until today's reading, you know, Hawaii has been very, very lucky. We're in this little protected bubble of wind and water. And we're still a year away from having radioactive ocean water, you know, coming up on our beaches. You know, but the mainland, USA, and Canada, Western Canada, they're getting hammered. And I'm getting emails from people who do have their own radiation meters, and they're starting to see really significantly worrying levels of radioactivity. So it's going to vary from place to place.
Specific web page that you could recommend to get some standards?
Not right now. Got to let you go. Got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And getting back to the situation in Israel, where Israel has just gone completely overboard in the last... They're basically in a panic. Their carefully crafted public relations facade of the last 60 years is starting to crumble. They've attacked another aid ship carrying plastic sewer pipe to Gaza. Everything Israel does reveals them as just these petty, vindictive, vengeful people who are angry and unhappy that they couldn't convince the rest of the world to see the history of the world the way Israel wants them to see it. And this whole situation with banning the Nakba has reminded the entire world that Israel will not hesitate to use the law to rewrite history to suit their own ends. It's all about lies and spin and propaganda. They set up memory to provide bogus translations of Arab media to Americans to say, oh, look at what those horrible Arabs are thinking. And as we mentioned yesterday, there's this documentary out about how Hollywood has just gone out of their way to vilify Arabs, to constantly convince the Western world Arabs are bad and Israel is good. And with that degree of propaganda, look at what is being protected. When you see that much lying and spin doctoring and perception management and public relations, you know something's being hidden. And when you look for where they all overlap, that's the big, deep, dark secret that's going on. And every time Israel comes out today and uses the law to rewrite history for their own benefit by banning commemoration of the Nakba, It reminds everybody that Israel has been using the law all along to rewrite history for their own benefit for the last 63, 65, who knows how long, many years. If they're doing it today, then they've been doing it all along. It's not a new thing. Now, Israel is now starting to use dogs on Palestinians waiting in line to get jobs at the security gates. Oh, they might riot. Syria and Iran might get them to do something. So they're sticking dogs on them again, just like the Nazis used to do, and just like the guards at Abu Ghraib were doing. Yeah, it's a great idea. Let's stick the dogs on the people here. As a matter of fact, Israel had announced they were going to start deploying dogs against future aid flotillas, which is when we came up with this recording of Israel's top secret dog catapult. Still need some testing and development on that. Now, through all of this, Hamas and Fatah are standing firm on their unified Palestinian government. And this is really the death knell to Israel's foreign policy in the region, because for the last 60 years, Israel has played a very simple game. Oh, there's more than one government in Palestine. We don't know who to talk to. When Yasser Arafat formed the PLO and started to unite Palestine under one government, Israel literally started and funded Hamas. Hamas was originally a creation of Shin Bet. Then Yasser Arafat was assassinated, and Israel dropped their support of Hamas. They didn't need them anymore. And Hamas looked around and said, you know something? Guess what? We're now the de facto government of Palestine. And they started to act like one. And they started to go back to Israel and say, okay, now there's a government here in Palestine that you can negotiate with to draw the borders and lead to a Palestinian state. And so Israel sets up Fatah to play the same game again. Oh, we'd love to talk to you guys in Hamas. But there's Fatah, and they say, they're the government of Israel. We don't know who to talk to. We can't have peace talks. We don't know who we're supposed to talk to. And they were playing that game all over again. Then when Hamas won the elections in Gaza, Israel hits the starvation blockade on Gaza to punish the Gazans for daring to vote for the wrong people. And Israel has been trying to keep everybody fighting each other, because without a constant state of war, Israel cannot justify its existence. Israel cannot justify its draconian treatment of all the people around there. Israel cannot justify the repression of the Palestinians if peace were to break out. Israel certainly could not go on getting billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. I'm sounding like Carl Sagan. Billions and billions of taxpayer dollars showered all across the Israeli cosmos. Israel has to have war and terror, even if they have to make it themselves, because otherwise their entire reason for being vanishes. Israel's whole national identity is based on cultural paranoia. They're all out to get us. We have to commit acts of atrocity and terror, and we have to shoot the USS Liberty and blame Egypt for it, and we have to have the Levant affair, and we have to bomb the King David Hotel and blame the Arabs for that, or otherwise everybody will think we're bad people. And so Hamas and Fatah have had enough of this thing, and they've shaken the hands, they're reconciled, they're saying, we're now one government, and Israel doesn't know what to do. And so Israel is trying to find some way they can ignite a war. They're shooting across their borders, they've attacked another aid ship, they're out there screaming that Iran has missiles in Venezuela, and Syria is behind Palestinian unhappiness. They're thrashing about, trying to find something, anything, that will get some traction, where they can reclaim their victim status. Oh, poor us. We're so misunderstood. The world doesn't understand how terrible our enemies are. And as I said, let history be your guide. Since 1979, Iran, the Islamic Republic, the country and leader that we are constantly being told are evil incarnate, the new Hitler, the new Third Reich, they haven't invaded anybody. Israel constantly attacking other countries. United States constantly attacking other countries. Stop listening to the media and use your own eyes and common sense. You're being lied to. You're being lied into a war, and the bankers love it. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to spend a little time talking about the dirty old man who's in charge of the international-made fornicators, Mr. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who is in the Gray Bar Hotel, not quite as luxurious as his $3,000 a night suite over at the hotel, where he grabbed the maid and forced himself upon her, according to the charges against him. And, of course, the floodgates are opening, because now that this maid has had the courage to stand up and say, I don't care how much money he's got, he shouldn't have attacked me like that, other women are coming forward. And as it turns out, apparently this guy has a reputation for doing this to maids at that same hotel. And they still welcome him back every day. And apparently for all these many years, the rest of the board of directors of the IMF have turned a blind eye to this guy's behavior. So I guess maybe they're doing the same thing. And again, the focus on Strauss-Kahn isn't to condemn the actions of this one individual man, although they are deserving of condemnation. It is to underscore that the top positions in the economic world are held by people of very dubious moral and ethical makeup. You know, all these Ponzi schemers and corporate looters and all these white-collar crap. Little piece of information probably most Americans aren't aware of, because the corporate media won't tell you this. But white-collar corporate crime carried out by the people like you see at Wall Street, And this statistic is from before the mortgage-backed security fraud, going back 10 years, so that this greatest financial swindle in history, the mortgage-backed security fraud, is not part of the statistic. But from 10 years ago, the FBI estimated that white-collar crime by business people, CEOs, Wall Street sharpers, cost Americans 10 times as much as street crime. And yet, what do TV shows and movies all show you? Oh, muggings and burglaries, and the street crime is the problem because we've got to have police out there. And there's virtually no enforcement for white-collar crime, even though it costs more, costs the American people more. That's why Bernie was able to make off with the loot for 12 years. The SEC, the taxpayer-funded body that's supposed to be keeping an eye on these things, sat on their butts. They wanted to go to work for him. They were giving him resumes. And yet TV says, oh, you know, the guy who's stealing a loaf of bread to feed his family tonight, he's the villain. He's the bad guy here. Now, remember the Keating 5 scandal? Charles Keating was basically caught defrauding his own bank, the Lincoln Savings, and it involved 5 prominent senators. And I bring that up not because one of those senators might be trying to run for office again next year. I'll certainly bring it up again if they do. But to point out that Charles Keating, the year of the Lincoln Savings and Loan disaster, Charles Keating took more money from his depositors and investors and employees all by himself than all of the burglaries and robberies and street-level crime in the rest of the nation for that entire year put together. That's the difference between Wall Street crime and street crime. Street crime, as they say, it's penny ante. It's small stuff. Now, you come up to the present day on the tail end of the fraudulent mortgage-backed security, and according to Dylan Radigan's figures, it has cost the American people $27 trillion. The average American, working middle-class American, has lost 23% of their net worth over the last 5 years. No robber, no mugger, no burglar can come into your house and take 23% of your entire net worth. Only Wall Street can do that and did that. And we need to understand this Strauss-Kahn, you know, he's probably going to escape. They'll make a deal, they'll let him go, because that's the way that these things work. But it is important that we understand that the government right now wants to watch all of us. They want to put TV cameras on us. They want to have microphones. Our iPhones are tracking where we're going. Android apparently is leaking out personal data. TomTom reports you when you're speeding to law enforcement. Should we, the people, not have a similar unfettered surveillance capability on our political and financial leaders? Should we not have TV cameras watching every single move of these people? Because, you know, people like President Obama and Dominique Strauss-Kahn are capable. They're in positions where they're capable of inflicting far more damage on society as a whole than you or I can do with our email. So why is so much focus put on watching ordinary people who really are not capable of a huge amount of damage and destruction across society, while the people actually able to literally have already wrecked our nation? There used to be the greatest nation on earth, and Wall Street destroyed it. And nobody's putting TV cameras on them to find out what kind of people they are. We have to wait for somebody like a Dominique Strauss-Kahn to molest a maid, and for that maid to have the courage to stand up and press charges. Because now we're finding out there were other women who were talked out of pressing charges by their own lawyers. The lawyer says, no, you don't want to press charges against this guy. So, anyway, now over in France, they're getting ready to change the laws, because in France, up until now, private lives of politicians are considered off-limits from the media. There's the public face and the public speech, and that's what you report to the public, and you're not, you know, no paparazzis for the politicians. Well, they're rethinking that, because now they're understanding. This is a guy who was going to run for president of France, and now we're finding out what he's like. Can you imagine if we had found out what Bill Clinton was really like before he was elected? Actually, we tried, but the media tried to cover it up. One more point, and then I'm going to start taking phone calls here again. MSNBC, in covering this story, they're playing for time. They want the story to go away so you're not paying attention to it. So MSNBC said, I'm not kidding, it will take a week for a DNA test of Dominique Strauss-Kahn to be completed to match his DNA to the bodily secretions that were left on the maid. Okay? Now, I'm rather amazed because only 2 weeks ago they were telling us they could do a complete DNA match for identity on bin Laden in a couple of hours. You can have it one way or the other. You can't have it both. All right, going to go to the phones. Brian in Georgia. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to thank you yesterday for that little news bit about Dropbox and FTC because, like your brother Matt, I'm recovering from just like the worst hack attack I've ever had, and I was actually shopping for a solution like Carbonite or Mozy or Dropbox, but based on what you said yesterday, I just went out and got one of those big 2-terabyte external hard drives, and I'm going to use that to keep my data secure. I thought these remote services would be an alternative, but obviously they're not.
Well, the problem is the external drives are not always the solution either. I mean, I had a disaster about a year and a half ago where I was relying on one of those external drives to back up my machine, and then my primary desktop machine, the disk crashed, and then when I went to the bookshelf, hard drive found out it had failed and given no indication whatsoever that it was. So, it was a major problem to recover from that. At this point in the United States of America, the quality of products are so poor, they're absolutely unreliable. Who knows? Maybe the high failure rate of hard drives was designed to encourage us all to go onto the cloud. But now we know the cloud is just basically giving our data to the government to pour through. So, I mean, Carbonite and even Dropbox and all these other things are okay for a backup of data that you don't care if anybody else sees, like your old family photo albums or stuff. It's okay to use that for that. But anything that is really secure, you know, you basically need to keep your hands on. And if you can afford it, you need to think about getting a machine with a RAID array so that it can preserve your data even in the face of a disk crash. And I want to make a comment here about the new solid-state drives that are coming online. They're very expensive. They're blazingly fast. But if they fail, it's impossible to recover your data from. So you probably want to have a hybrid machine where you've got a RAID array of hard drives for the long-term backup and just the solid-state drive for your day-to-day operations. And I know it's a lot of money, but if you've got one computer with one hard drive and even one backup hard drive, that's not a guarantee that you're going to keep your data. And we already know that the CD-ROMs that they've been selling us, the CD-Rs, do not last forever, as the advertising claimed. We've had some of the brands from CompUSA's house brand of CD-Rs. We had them literally erasing themselves after only 3 years. So, you know, it's all about money junkieism and getting the maximum profit and just shaving off the quality on the product because, hey, you know, if you complain, there's no product liability for computers and software, so they can sell you the cheapest thing that they possibly can and it fails, and yeah, we'll give you a new one, but hey, we're not responsible for your data or your business. And this is something that as we start planning for the kind of a government we want to have after the present government finishes collapsing and dying, one thing we definitely need to have is product liability for computer equipment and software. And the reason is very, very simple. If you start a business and you buy a van from an automaker, and because of a design defect, the van crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can sue the automaker, like everybody was suing Toyota over the brakes. But if you buy a computerized bookkeeping system for your company, and because of a design flaw, it crashes and wipes out your data and you suffer financial harm, you cannot sue the computer company. You cannot sue the software company. It's in that end-user license agreement. They can do whatever you want, and you have no legal recourse. That has got to go. We've got to return product liability so that companies have a financial motivation to provide good, quality, reliable products instead of the latest blinged-up version, you know, of whatever. I had a computer industry insider confirm to me the other day. All Windows 7 is Vista rebranded. They couldn't sell Vista, so they put a new label on it and a new front and say, yeah, this is the new improved Windows. It's Vista inside. and it's as flaky as it ever was. I don't know why they don't just stay with XP and just keep making it better, or why they don't do what Macintosh did and go to Linux and just accept that Linux was intended to be the universal operating system and everybody needs to be on that with source licenses so you know whether your software is spying on you or not. Anything else, Brian?
I'm glad to hear you say that, because actually one of the solutions to my problem was I upgraded to Windows 7 because, as the technician said, he says the hackers have pretty much breached XP and 7 is more secure. But anyway, what hit me, I thought it was Stuxnet because it breached a firewall and 3 antivirus programs, and most of the time they're just very annoying or irritating, but this just started wiping out everything in my documents. I mean, JPEGs, legal documents, home movies,
That sounds like the one that my brother Matthew got, because it just completely destroyed his laptop. He wound up having to basically reinstall from scratch. Stuxnet would not do that. Stuxnet is specifically targeted on the Siemens industrial controllers that are used in power plants, refineries, chemical plants, that kind of stuff, infrastructure stuff. And Stuxnet, okay, if your computer is not using any of the Siemens controllers, Stuxnet isn't going to do much of anything to your machine. So, but there are some very, very nasty things out there. And, computer security is just a major, major problem. Defense in depth, multiple copies of backups is the only way you can survive. It's literally a war for your machine. Certainly the government wants to take us all back to the days of, you know, a big mainframe owned by the government that has everybody's data, and your home computer is really back to just being a remote terminal where your data is never in your own control under your licensing access to your own data on somebody else's machine. I think it's a terrible, terrible trend, but that's, you know, the machines are spying on you. You've become the slave of the machine. You know, like Chaplin did that wonderful movie about being made the slave of the machine, or Brave New World, or Fritz Lang's Metropolis. All of that stuff is coming true. Okay?
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Going to switch over to Sherry in Kansas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind? Sherry, are you there?
Yes, now I am.
Okay.
You didn't happen to catch Paul Craig Roberts' comment on RT yesterday on this Strauss-Kahn, I take it, did you?
No, please enlighten me.
He was saying that this could very well be an intelligence sting because of this guy was supposedly talking to Stiglitz, and he wasn't wanting to, he intimated that he wasn't wanting to devastate these countries like they want to do.
You know, I got to be very honest, and I have a lot of respect for Paul Craig Roberts. But in the last 24 hours, I have gotten 60 emails, all from email addresses I've never seen, and they're all carrying the same story. Oh, Strauss-Kahn was innocent. It's a smear because he's Jewish. The girl was a honey trap, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. The man has got a reputation as a womanizer.
Well, I think it's an in-house fight. You know?
Well,
he is going up against Sarkozy.
Wait a minute. Sherry. The board of directors can vote him out anytime they want. They didn't need to resort to a trick like this to wreck his career. In fact, this is incredibly damaging to the IMF as a whole. This is not the kind of publicity they want right now. So, yes. No, this was not an in-house political scheme. I think the guy just is used to doing this kind of stuff. The sources we have inside that hotel is that he's done this to a lot of the maids. They were just too afraid to stand up and complain about it. And, you know, certainly the attitude he displayed, I mean, the reason the judge refused him bail is because apparently on the airplane when he was being arrested, he resisted arrest. His attitude was, you can't touch me. I'm IMF. I've got diplomatic immunity. I'm a presidential candidate. And just acting like a completely spoiled brat. So, I think this, Sherry, thank you very much for the phone call. Going to let you go here. This is Strauss-Kahn's attempt to spin doctor his way out of this mess. No, the IMF would not have done this to them. They could fire him. They had the ability in the board of directors. And it's caused the IMF far more damage. It's caused far more damage to the whole push for globalism than it would be worth to use such a trick to get rid of this guy. I think it's, you know, he's just another Bill Clinton. Can't keep his fly zipped, and he got caught. That's what it is. And just like we had 60 Minutes trying to spin Dr. Bill Clinton out of the problem with Jennifer Flowers, we've got the corporate media trying to polish up Strauss-Kahn to get him out of trouble in this situation. And, you know, don't let this idea, oh, if it's a secret plot, because every time one of these guys gets caught, that's their first excuse. Oh, it's a smear. The anti-Semites are trying to bring me down. I'm only a victim because I'm a Jew. And it goes on and on and on. I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for this guy. And I have no sympathy for the IMF, and I'm not going to fall for such an obvious and pathetic attempt to spin doctor this guy's, you know, this guy out of this mess. He deserves what happens to him. All righty, let's see. Mike in Minnesota. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. Real quick, we've only got about a minute before. We're on the commercial break. Mike, stay tuned. We'll bring you back in a couple of minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Mike apparently dropped here, and I understand he wanted to talk about backing up in Microsoft products. The reality is, as a nation goes into decline, the way corporations maintain their profitability is they start making things more cheaply. They use cheaper parts, cheaper components. You probably noticed as you go to restaurants, you know, that you've been going to for a long time, and the portions are smaller, and they're just not as good. Everybody's just, they're cutting pennies every single place they can. We have a Vonage phone line. We're probably going to have to get rid of it now because it's gotten to the point where, you know, we leave messages on other people's phones, and Vonage is overcompressed. Their phone companies are overcompressing messages to save money on server space, and the result is the messages are garbled and cannot be understood. So we're being cheaped, you know, into third world quality. Cars are cheaper, airplanes are cheaper, healthcare's cheaper. I mean, it costs more. It's more expensive. You have to pay more of those pretty printed pieces of paper. But the actual quality of the product that you're getting back is really, really very bad. And if you want a historical precedent, go back and look at the second greatest depression of the 1930s, and the same thing. And it was kind of amazing coming out of that depression. You'd look at products at the store, and the biggest advertising, come on, in those days was more costly ingredients in whatever they were selling. And that was basically sort of a tacit acknowledgement that during the worst of the economic privation, there were a lot of products being sold with really very, very, very poor ingredients in them. And so this more costly ingredients was a way of saying we're starting to come back. We're starting to put the good stuff back in the product. And we all know what the durability and reliability of modern electronics sold in this country is. I presume that it's considerably better in other countries. But here in the United States of America, you buy electronics, and the failure rates are incredibly high. This year, especially here in our little studio, you know, we've had, you know, whole computers failing, and this is relatively new equipment. Monitors that fry up about like 1 week out of their warranty period. Hard drives that are just not lasting at all. And I'll be the first to admit that we do run our computers rather heavily compared to most home users, but still and all, you know, I've seen Commodore 64s for sale at yard sales that are still working. And yet the latest and greatest machines that are coming out today, they're incredibly fragile because everybody's trying to figure out a cheaper way to put the product in the store so that they can take their profit and go play in the casino called Wall Street. Because there's no product liability. They can sell you absolute junk and nothing will happen to them. They just say, oh, here, have another one. They're made so cheaply, yeah, I have another one. And your data is just absolutely not protected. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place. I mean, even these online cloud data backup systems are not working. Amazon just got hit with a problem. And, you know, so you've got very questionable hardware at home and very questionable performance of the cloud. It's reaching a point where our entire computer infrastructure in the United States of America has become decadent to the point of unusability. And, of course, a big part of that is all the computer security. We've got a government that's out there waterboarding guys with cheap Casio watches because they might be a terrorist. And yet they can't spare a nickel to go out and catch the computer hackers who are costing this nation demonstrably billions of dollars every year in losses, lost productivity, lost revenue. You would be amazed at how fast your computer would actually run if it wasn't running all the security stuff all the time. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after a minute.